The dangers of thorny faith. Get rid of distractions and excuses. First, a reading from Matthew 13, verse 22. And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Matthew 13, verse 22. Okay, here, Jesus explains the parable of the sower who throws seeds on thorny ground. In Genesis, God spoke a curse over the ground following Adam's disobedience and declared that thorns and thistles would result. Thorns became the symbol of the curse. In this verse, we see what happens when faith seeds are planted in a heart that is full of thorns, worry, and deception. In this heart, faith is unable to grow or produce fruit. We have expressions for the point Jesus was making here. We hear, 1. I want to believe, but I just can't see how God would allow all this misery and suffering in the world. 2. I prayed and asked God to help me. Nothing happened, so I quit believing. 3. I worship God my own way. I don't think you need to go to church and give your money to some preacher. 4. I've considered tithing, but I never seem to have enough money to do so. A person with thorny faith claims they want to believe, but every yes is followed by a but. Thorns of fear, doubt, and unbelief choke and kill their faith before it can mature. Child of God, do you treat God like a vending machine expressing frustration when you don't get the things you want and when you want them? Have wealth and possessions cursed the soil of your heart and choked your faith seeds? Do you have a love affair with expensive toys or spend more time pursuing hobbies than you do with God? If so, I encourage you to pray and ask God to give you a hunger and a thirst for His word and for His righteousness. He promises that your desire will be satisfied. Spend time daily in God's word and trust the Holy Spirit to help you mature in your faith. Find your strength in Jesus. Trust Jesus to soften your heart, remove the thorns, and give you a rich harvest. Lord, thank you for removing all the thorns from my life and giving me a clean and pure heart that my faith might grow strong. I will plant the incorruptible seed of your word in my heart. Rain your grace upon me, Jesus, and help me to produce rich and abundant fruit. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.